Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Ellen Roy joins us on a regular basis and tries to restore some order with some success. Ellen, thanks again for being here. R-O-H-R, EllenRohr.com is the website. You can find her books there. She's got an amazing How to Price Your Product webinar coming up on Friday, right, Ellen?
Yep. In fact, on my website right now, Jim, I'm giving away that book, Where Did the Money Go? Go
wow.
on the website, put your name and email
Please
address on. You
do
get
that,
the book,
folks.
And then we'll give you information. About
You'll
it.
Thank me later.
Yeah, why not? This is the beauty of being able to give information
right.
over the airwaves, over yep. the internet. Man, life is good, isn't it? Thanks
well,
for making
you.
Us smarter, Jim.
Good for you. That's what's so important,
Yay.
Folks. Now you know why we have Ellen back. She's our kind of folks. Ellen, we're talking about making
yeah.
sure that you do business with people on the customer side who will show up on time, who will do what they say, who will do a good job, and will charge you enough because you want them to be in business a year from now when you need them again. And then on the other side, you want on the contractor side, you want people who will respect what you do and who will pay you enough so you can come back, but you have to charge them enough, don't you?
Yes, and a good deal means it's a good deal for everyone. And
mm-hmm.
the customer needs some education, right? It's not, they may not know the words to ask. So suppose your service provider, you've been dealing with contractors, you know how this goes. Suppose your service provider shows up, that the service provider works for you, and he goes to Mrs. Fernwicke's house, and Mrs. Fernwicke says, hey, before you get started, I just want you to know I got this coupon for a $7 drain cleaning. I mean, can you do that? Can you match that price? Now, that customer doesn't know right now
mm-hmm.
what a good deal versus a bad deal is, perhaps. What they're asking for is, could you tell me why this is a bad deal versus a good deal? And so
mm-hmm.
your service provider may say these golden words. That $7 offer may not be a good deal. Now, you're not blasting your competitors. You're not getting too far into the weeds. It may not be a good deal. What we do at our company is we make sure we do a thorough diagnosis. Once we show up clean, sober, on time, dressed right, we give you a price before we do any of the work, and that makes it a good deal for you and for me so that we can do business together for a long, long time. So your service tech needs to practice some words. Your frontline people in the store need to practice some words
how about
when they
this,
find
Ellen,
themselves
how,
in those situations.
How about this? Make it simple. Well, ma'am, we are in this for the long haul. We need to be able to stay in business. And I'll be honest with you, for $7 a deal, we can't stay in business. So, I mean, couldn't you just say that? We can't stay in business for $7.
Yeah.
I don't know how they can.
And you can even say,
you know how much gas costs. You know how much trucks cost. Could you do that for $7? I don't know. What do you think?
You can do that. And what my encouragement is that you role play a little bit with your team in the office before they're out there just
powerful.
Caught short, right?
Yeah.
Because they're gonna be awkward unless you've given them some words to use or they start trying out some words on their own. Mrs. Fernwicke, that may not be a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
We want to give you a good deal. That offer mm-hmm. may not be a good deal. A bad deal, you might even say this, a bad deal is when you think it's one price and the price changes on you. We don't do that.
Well, and
so
here's another thing. How about surprises?
Use.
How about saying, Ms. Fernwicke, let me say this. We won't be the cheapest. We won't always be the cheapest. We may never be the cheapest, but we promise you no surprises. And I don't know how you could have a $7 deal and not have surprises waiting on you. How about that?
This is why we converse about this. I always let Jim know what I'm going to talk about, and I know you're going to add to the game. But see how simple and elegant? We don't need somebody to go
no
through a 7-page script for that.
Nobody likes
right?
surprises.
That was
I hate them.
Absolutely beautiful. Well, you know what we were talking about? Jim, you are a person who will tell a contractor, listen, I don't want the lowest price. Tell us more about that. As a consumer of goods, do you want the lowest price?
Tell them you're not charging me enough. I know how it takes to keep a business going. You're not charging enough. I've helped a lot of contractors raise their prices because they don't know how to stay in business. Hey, Ellen, I got to wrap it up. I need the website one more time. Tell us quickly about the webinar.
It's ellenroar.com. That's where you'll find me. And occasionally I get to come and visit with my good friend Jim Blazingame. I saw that, or I listened to that on the On Hold. 10,000 hours is a drop in the bucket of mastery for you on this radio show after
hey,
two
Ellen,
decades.
Thank you
How
for
cool
being
is
here.
That?
We appreciate you. Love you. Take care of yourself. Ellen Roar. Ladies and gentlemen, do not unbuckle your seatbelts. Ellen's still here. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.